Zion Menachem of Sunday the 3rd of August, Rabbi Shvaga Kalus, the Chius of Waiting for Mashiach. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Diamond, Le'ilud Nishmas, Bas Chana Genendel, Bas Yechiel, David, Olaher Shalom.
We have a big agenda, Chiyuv of Waiting for Mashiach, the way to bring Mashiach. It's a big parsha, it's a big halacha. Usually we say to speak together many times. Most times I just say over the ideas, but in these in Yonim there's a tremendous amount of confusion. And a tremendous amount of, I would say, lack of knowledge. And the Ikar Teilis is to see the ideas inside, see how Chazal described the Chiyuv and the Tzipiyah, etc. It's a lot of amayla to see the Lashainis of the Rishainim, the Achrayim. We'll see what we can today, Bez Hashem, in that ultimate question. You know, there's sometimes you get a faher, you get a test, and you take the test, and it's one thing you don't know the answer. Then it's another thing, you get the test, you read the question, you don't even understand what the question wants. What does it want, Bichlal? And one of the first questions, as we know, Chazal, the Gemara Shabbat tells us in Daf Lamed Aleph, is that one of the first questions they're going to ask us is to be Yeshua. And so it's important, they're going to come to the Baher, you have to at least understand what do they want from us? What did their Ben Yishleilim, what did their Gevalt, what did he want? What was the Shaila Bichlal, to be Yeshua? And the Maisa, the smack. So let's go first. We'll go Masudr, the Chiyuv of waiting for Mashiach. What exactly is it? Mutal Aleinu, what's it incumbent upon us? The smack in the Sefer Mitzvah Sakkotin. The first mitzvah that the smack brings down, and the Lashon is emphatically clear. He brings down it, one of the Aseret HaDibros. Where does it come from? Everyone wants to know. Where does the Chiyuv of waiting for Mashiach come from? So the smack, he minces no words, and he says it comes from the mitzvah, the first mitzvah, Aseret HaDibros. Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, I'm the one Asher Hitzison, Meretz Mitzrayim. I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. And the Lashon of the smack, Keshem Shani Roitze, Shetaminu Bi Shani Hoitzi Yeschem. Just like I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. Kachani Roitze, Shetaminu Bi Shani Hashem Elikechem, and he osid the Kabetz Etzchem Elishiechem. There's a Chiyuv, just like you believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim, you're Mechayiv to believe that it's not over yet. It's one continuous gula. We're almost there. And then he's ashamed that you believe he took us out. You believe that he's going to take us out of the matzav right now. So if anyone wants to know, it's Aseres HaDibros. The Aseres HaDibros of Chatzkel used to say that if you see from the smack, it's Aseres HaDibros. Vice versa, it's Mechayiv us to be Isaac in the Indian. It's Mechayiv us to understand it. It's like any mitzvah, but it's not just Stam mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in Aseres HaDibros. The Rambam, in the Perush Mishnayis, unfortunately there's so much Chaymer that I won't be able to read inside, the other themselves can read afterward. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayis, the Rambam is in Sanhedrin, in Chelek Yedua, the Rambam writes, he says, Shneimasar, Yemais HaMashiach, Hu Lahamin, Hu La'amei Sheyavoy. He has to believe this. This is the. It's not just now Aseres HaDibros. It's one of the ikrim of Emuna. He has to believe this. I mean, we say this. Many of us say it every single day. But the Rambam minces no words. The fact that he's late it doesn't make a difference. That's one of the ikrim of our Emuna. The chiv gomer of the ikrim Emuna to believe and to wait. The Rambam in Perikid Aleph Halacha Aleph. It should be required reading. It is required reading. The Rambam writes. He writes Meredika Loshin over here. It's like two places in the Rambam Bemis. The Rambam in Aleph and in Beis over here. The Rambam writes, he brings all the rias. He says, people ask questions. People ask questions. Where does it come from? Where does it say in our Torah, etc.? The Rambam writes, he starts, he explains, he brings down psukim, achar psukim, atoyre ita, v'shav Hashem elikecha shvisecha, v'rachamecha v'shav v'kibatzecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us back from the goyim. He brings down more psukim, eilu dvarim furashim batoyra, hen koilim kol advarim shvam yedei kol neviyim. Ape parshas bilim. Chassan, he calls it parshas bilim, not parshas bolak like we do. Nema v'sham nova v'shnei ha-meshicha, Mashiach ha-rishin, shu David, sheyesh Yisrael, Mashiach ha-achrin. It's explicit in the Torah. So the Rambam goes on, and he says, and the Ari Miklat, in the Friedrich Kapasha, the Ribbono Shel Olam promised us he's going to bring three new Ari Miklat. The Rambam says, it never happened. Look through all of Tanakh. I guess, you know, if you never learned Tanakh, you never had the Kasha. But the Rambam had the Kasha. It never says anywhere that the other three Ari Miklat were, never says it anywhere. It says the Rambam, U'meyoylam lo'yayit avazeh, lo'tziva kodesh baruch l'toyo, abba bedivri naviyam, ein tzarech raya. And you don't need a raya from the Viyam. I'm not going to go through Nach, the Rambam says, because has Svarim Mileim Midover Ze. The Rambam is telling you that you cannot move in Navi without seeing this. So maybe it's Mechayev to learn Navi. Maybe that's what the Rambam is saying over here. You can't move without seeing it. But the Rambam over here, he says a Lashon. that, you know, somebody told me, they say from the Brisker Rav, what I'm about to say, I'm sure the Brisker Rav would hold it to Busha, because it's explicit in the Rambam. It's not just like a diak, a Brisker diak in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol mi she'enoi maimin boy. Maimin in the Melech HaMashiach, that's osid lamud lachsim alkos beit dovin. He's going to take Klal Yisrael back, nikabzim and agoyim, v'choizim kol mishpatim, he's going to bring back the matziv. Kol mi she'enoi maimin boy. If he doesn't believe in that, or if he's not waiting, life is going fine, everything's fine. Says the Rambam, Loi b'shar neviim b'lvad hu koifer. Not only is he koifer in all of the neviim, ele b'toira u b'moishe rabbeinu. Somebody told me that Brisker Rav said that a person that's not mechakeh for Mashiach, not that he doesn't believe in Mashiach, but that he's not waiting for Mashiach, he's also a koifer. It's not the Brisker Rav, Rabbi Yisai. It's the Rambam. The Brisker Rav would be very upset if they said it b'shem the Brisker Rav. The Rambam says, kol mi she'enoi ma'amin, oi mi she'enoi mechakeh. If he's not waiting already, makes a person a koifer. It's a half the dikapella. A person, if he's not waiting and he feels like life is fine, the Rambam says, Shekhacharei, such a person is a kaifa. The Ramban in Dvarim, just to bring out the chiyuv, because sometimes we know there's a chiyuv, but just to see it in the shyness of Chazal, the Ramban in Dvarim. Ramban's a very famous Ramban. It's g'day to see. It's mamish g'day to see this Ramban, though. Ramban is in Dvarim Lamed Beis. The Ramban writes a Lashon. Eli says, Shirazais, he's talking about Hazinu. If this Shira was something that was said by a stargazer, he's talking about Parshas Hazinu, and you see how everything came true in this grace of Shira, and the grace of Nevuah that was in Hazinu, and even if it was said by it's like a stargazer, the Ramban's L'shoinus, the Ramban, from Rashi, from the beginning of the oil, there's not one thing that did not come true, says the Ramban. So he says, Melech mechayev us to believe it. V'afki, anachnu namin, listen to Lashon Ramban, Rabbi Yisai, unitzape bekol leiv. Your entire lave has to be mitzapeh for the Mashiach. The divrei hakim mipi nevuah, like it says in the Lashon. Rabban, the Rebbein Bechaya, kol echad ve'echad, so chayiv sheyichazik liboy bavtochas hanaviyim. And the Rebbein Bechaya in Kadakemach goes on, what's the ikar havtochas hanaviyim? Is that Mashiach will come and be goyel us. And no matter what matzav he's in, he's chayiv to be mechazik himself. You're mechayiv. You're chayiv. This is the question they mean. This is what they mean. This is what the Bnei Shalom means when he's going to say, see, peace, Yeshua, will you mechazik yourself to believe in the fact that we're going to be nigel? Did you mechazik yourself? Did you read the nevuas that gave you the chizik in this Indian? As I state, the Kadakema. The Chavetz Chaim, the Machane Yisrael in Perek Chav Hei. Chavetz Chaim is a sefer in Machane Yisrael, which was written to people that went to the army. So he gave us like a guidebook, a very, very shortened halachic form, an ashkafic form, what to think when a person's in a dreadful matziv in the army. And it was written dafka with lots of kulas, dafka with to make it easy, because a person is in such a matziv, you have to give him something to typhus on. That means any halacha that he's saying over here, any halacha that Machane Yisrael says is a kula, and you have to know in a regular situation if you could take it. So Machane Yisrael in Perek Chav Hei writes, Mitzape l'Yeshua, this is halacha. The Rambam's standing in the Hashkafa Chelik. You'll see, the Rambam, when he talks later on about Bitochen, a person's in a foxhole, that's in Perek Lamed. But in Perek Chav Hei, the Chofetz Chaim minces no words. This is halacha. What's the chiyuv of a regular person? The most makel that we can give this fellow, because he's in a matziv of a shvera matziv. Mitzape l'Yeshua, b'leiv shalem, v'emuna, is lashon over here, v'emuna shlema. Mitzapet b'chol ha'leif. He has to be mitzapet with his entire leif. The Marsha explains in Sanhedrin. Marsha is in Sadi Zayin and Mabez in Sanhedrin. The Marsha says, that going on the Gemara says, now that it's being ma'akev, the midas ha'din is preventing, the midas ha'din prevents the Mashiach. Right? So the Gemara asks the Kasha, if the midas ha'din is ma'akev, so then, why do the Mai Mechakin, I think the Lashon over there is, for what are we waiting? The Lashon is, the Chimeach HaDemidus HaDin Ma'akev. So the man mechak, why are we waiting? So the Gemara goes on, the Gemara says, Ashrei kol chayke loy. Right? Happy is the one that waits for him. Says the Marsha, Bischus hatzepia, Bischus the waiting for Mashiach. That's him waiting, says the Marsha. And the tsar that we get, the pain that we get that he does not come, says the Marsha, that's the schar that brings Mashiach. And that'll be our schar. The etzim fact that we wait and we have pain. Lashon of the Marsha, half of the Marsha, it's yadua that the son of the Chofetz Chaim, he said that his father, the Chofetz Chaim, he had tremendous tzar. That the chelik of the tzipia, if a person is waiting for something, it's a chelik of the tzipia. Rav Dessler writes in the Sefer four different times, many volumes, but he writes in four different places. Rav Dessler writes that a person who is waiting for the doctor, as the doctor, he knows he's in a terrible matziv, and the doctor is going to be bringing him some type of a medicine. So everybody that knocks on the door, and what happens? He opens the door, it's not him. This goes on all day long. The next day, he doesn't give up. He doesn't start, it's not going to be him, b'chlal. Says Rav Dessler, that's a gedder of a yush. That's a gedder of one who's miyayish, one that's not mitzapeh, one that's not mechakeh. He's over on this halacha. He's over on this chiyuv. Now, how in practical life, we always heard there were tzaddikim, that they had a suitcase. That's a level of a madrega of a tzaddik. That he has a suitcase, he does meisim, bepoil, positive meisim. But a person that hears that the footsteps, he hears knocks on the door, he sees certain things, he sees midrashim that are coming and being unfolded in front of his eyes. And the Zohar that talks about in Parshas Bilam and talks about the zman that we're in. It talks about how the Shema'elim are going to be taking over the world and be memayis, kol ha'olam on the neged Eden. You know, like I always say, it used to be in Yerushalayim, there's a joke, I still have the joke, it's cheaper to buy two Arabs to hold up your trousers than it is to buy a belt. So when we read these midrashim, it's like, how's it shayach that these guys are going to be the ones that are able to mismayas the entire world against the Yidden? And you wouldn't understand these midrashim 50 years ago. I promise you no one understood these midrashim. Now, we understand these midrashim better than the Vilna Gaon and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai together. And Eliyahu Hanavi and Yankov Avinu. We understand these midrashim much better than they understand it. But Rabbi Isai, when you hear such footsteps, and you hear such knocking, and you hear knocking on the door, so I'm not saying you have to have a suitcase packed. But this has to be mechayev the person to hear this cry. He has to, it's a chiyev. It's not a hashkafa, Rabbi Yisrael. It's not wrong hashkafa. But that's not hashkafa. That's a chiyev gomer. That just like if the doctor were to not have knocked the day before, and all of a sudden he hears a knocking, say he runs to the door. You know what? The door might have not have the Mashiach there. But that feeling, that hergish, that has to be mechayev us. Number two. Now, weiter. Rav Chanan, Zechayna Levracha, Rav Chanan writes, Merdeka Reid, we see the Lashaynas here, such beautiful Lashaynas. Rav Chanan writes that a person has to believe, and the emes, it comes first really from a Mesil Shisharm. Mesil Shisharm's Lachin, in Perek Yates, Yis'ave le'geula le'fishe ba ye iloi le'kabit shmeis barach. In other words, why are we mitzape? That's really the next question. We have a chiyiv. Right? We have to know, are we doing it correct, right? So, and we'll be makdim. For what are we being mitzape? For what are we being mitzapin? Now I know I have a chiyuv to be mitzapin. So for what? The Mesil Shisharim in Perek Yates is ave legeula. Why? Lefishe baye iloi lekavet shma yisbarach. Imagine the hafla dekechil Hashem of what we live in the times right now. I'm almost the merit dekechil Hashem. When kivyochel, it's a hard thing to see. But when it looks like bad, is good. Everyone knows that these dreadful Mishayim, they're the bad guys, as we say. The bad guys, everyone sees, they're in huggers and they're tzua. The bad guys, as Kivyachim. Can you imagine the hafladik achil Hashem that the world has become enamored by bad? The world has become enamored by bad people, and that has become good. That has become good. Can you imagine what the achil Hashem is, the awesome achil Hashem? It's an awesome achil Hashem. Rav Chanan writes in his Sefer, Ki achreishi adanu, Rav Chanan, Kavis Mamarim, achreishi adanu bebira gomer, shekola nimtzayim nivrula says Ritzayim Yisparach. The tachlis of why, by the way, Oilam made this world, was that people should do Ritzayim Yisparach. Va'anu royim, bekola yoyim epech mizeh. We say, pum faket mamish. Listen to Rav Chanan. Ki kol bnei Adam, everyone in the world is shakua and toivim, drowning, biyama taivis, and will be moisif, that bad has become tachlis. Has become tachlis. The ain maskal derish al kim. There's nobody out there. Hadavar borer shebishvil bnei adam kaedah. Rav Chanan, Rabbi Yisai. Rav Chanan, we learned all this svarim, Rabbi Yisai. Hadavar borer shebishvil bnei adam kaedu loya yakedai lefer shemay varetz. It wasn't for these people that it was kedai. Ubechreyach tzarich loyma shizkayim akosim v'nigla koyd Hashem. That's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for the nigla kovra Hashem v'yashem melech al kol haaretz. Amen v'amen. So the Rav Chanan, it's muchach. It's muach that it has to be, that there has to become this great kavod shemayim. And that's what we're waiting for. That the matzav that we're in right now, I shouldn't continue, the matzav of this dreadful chil Hashem, the Lashon in the Medrash in Tanchuma, which is Medrash in many places really, but the Medrash in Tanchuma is the most explicit, where it says that in this man, Medrash Tanchuma, the Kain Asidim Goygu Magoy Lavoy Al Yisrael. They'll come, Goygu Magoy will come Yisrael. Vigamhem Yisravu Kulam Bisrefa Echas. There'll be one great Srefa. It's Pachad Pradim of Rachvog of Zechain Ilvracha, the Mashkiach in Lakewood, used to say, they didn't understand these Midrashim. Rachvogel said this 40 years ago when there was the Cuban Missile Crisis and there was a pachad and they were afraid that any second it was going to take one button, press the button. They didn't understand this. Kulam b'sreifa echad. They thought it was one of these Gemaras, you know, asidin, the bagels are going to come out of trees and whatever. Okay, it's something, it's a Mashiach that we can't understand. This Gemara, who doesn't understand this? Who doesn't understand? Does anybody here not understand this? We can explain it to them with the gematrias. We can explain it to them. Kulam yisrufu b'sreifa echas. Shenemar v'nishbatati oisai b'dover v'dam v'gefen shaitin u'be'oisai shah. This is what we're waiting for. Why is that such a merit to Gazal? Because when Ra will be destroyed, hisgadalti v'skadashti. Imagine, you love your father. You love your father. So since you love your father, you want other people to love your father. The Rambam says that. The Rambam says, therefore, that's the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. What's the mitzvah of Avas Hashem? So the Rambam says, it doesn't just suffice to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anachnu ovim etcha, that we love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not enough. It has to be that, you know, you want, you love your father so much, you love your wife, you love your son, so you want other people to love him. It's a certain gather of love, you know. You want to say, yeah, my father, he's a funny guy, he's a geschmacka guy, he's a great guy, he's a talmud chacham, he's a this, whatever is great by you, you want other people to know it. So you want that other people should love Hashem. So the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, the Rambam's mefur in the parish of Mishnayis, Rambam's also mefur in the Sefer Mitzvahs, this is the makor for Kiruv. That's the Makor for Kiruv. The Makor for Kiruv is, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, not just you should love him, but it's a gather in love. I love him so much that I can't bear that other people don't love him. That's dumb. That's the pshat. That's why, that's the Makor for Kiruv. That's the Makor. You love him so much that when that moment, that's what we're waiting for. That his gadalti, this gadashti, bin oidan, nodati linei agoyim. Right? When people walk around saying, Kivyachal, pachat chodim, pachat chodim, that this was the chosen nation, pachat chodim, there's no greater agmas nefesh for the Bayrei Olam. There's no greater nefesh. Forget us a moment, we'll get back to us. But there's no greater agmas nefesh for the Bashefer. That people, that Kivyachal, his chosen one, he made a mistake, he changed his mind. We can't imagine the Tsar. We can't imagine it was your father. And you know, you're your father's favorite. He doesn't have any other children. And so you know. And they say, no, he doesn't really love him. Can you imagine the tsar of a father that waited and waited and waited for 2,000 years until somebody was makirim, until an Avraham Avinu came. Imagine a father that waited for hundreds of years to have a child. And then someone comes along and says, no, he doesn't really like that child. Imagine the tsar. It's a hafledik. It's a hafledik tsar. That's what we're waiting for, that matziv should change. That's the piece of the shoe. We don't want this matziv. We don't want that matziv. Now, the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayis, really we'll start first with the Rambam, in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Dalet, in Malachim, which we require reading over here. There's actually, in the Frankel editions in the Rambam, he's Maisif, he has a whole edition that was never in the old Rambams. Of course, it was taken out by the censors. Right over here, the Rambam should take a look themselves. He talks about, it's an unbelievable line over here, but he says, unbelievable in the Rambam. Unbelievable. It says, Af Yeshua Notzri, Shadima Shia Mashiach. Even this whole business of Yoshka says, Kvanisna? Misnabe Daniel Shneva. We already have that. And Daniel already was Menabe that Indian. Shneva, Ubnei Pritza Amcha, Yinasu Lahamid Chazoin, Vyechshalo. See, listen to Rambam. Vyechi Yesh Michshal Gadl Mizeh. How can it be? Listen to Rambam. Only Rambam can ask that question. How did Hashem let this? So everybody wants to know, right? How did Hashem let this, that this Yoshka business got out of control? Now the Rambam doesn't start there. Rambam goes on. He says, V'shalzeh ha'ishma'eli. Comes Ishmaeli, the Rambam minces no words. He doesn't even give him a name. In one place he calls him the Meshigit. In one place, he no games. How did it happen? The Rambam wants to know. How can it be? How can it be that he got so much popularity and that he got so much, you know, 1 billion on that side, 1 billion on that side, 1 billion in the middle? Aval machshavas barei oylam. Listen to Rambam. This is Rabbi says this. This is musik midrash. This Rambam musik. The Rambam says for years they didn't have this Rambam. the Frankel, Havala Machshav is Poiri Oilam, Ein Koyach Ba'odom Masigam, Loi Darkeinu Dachov, Loi Machshav Eseinu Machshav Eisam. You can't understand this way. It's Rebbeinu Shalom had a plan. Koyel Advarim Ha'elu Shal Yeshu Ha'notzim, Shal Yeshu Ma'elu, She'om Ban Akrab, and the other guy. Einan Ela Liyasher Derech Melech HaMashiach. This is the paving the way for Mashiach. Are we in that time, Rabbi Isai? That the whole world, has there ever been a time since the year 740? Has there ever been such a time that the whole world, that the Ishmael, they're taking over the whole world? That's what they're going for, right? There's different things going on in this place, there are different things going on in that. We all know what's going on. Has there ever been a time? What is this? Who wants this? Who wants this? That's our kasha. It's the Rambam's kasha. Who wants this? So the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this. El Yasher Derech LeMelech HaMashiach. This is paving the way for Mashiach. Paving the way? This is inhibiting Mashiach. No. L'sakenetz ha'oylam kula l'avodas Hashem. This is causing avodas Hashem. How? Shenemar. Az hepoch amim. I'm going to change the, and they're all going to talk about Hashem. Ketzad. Rambam, like, you know, regular Rambam in Hilchot Ketzad. Ketzad. Kfar nesmalei ha'oylam kula midibre Mashiach. The ganze Welt hat weg in dem. Everyone's talking about it. Umedivra Toira, Uma Mitzvahs. Everyone's talking. Is this the right? Is that the right? Poshtat Varam Elo Be'im. They got all the way to the islands of who knows where. Rechaikim Babi Mabim Oil Levehim. Noisim Venoisim Badover Elu Bamitzvahs Atar. Elu Oimre Mitzvahs Elu Emes. Some say this is Emes. You can't believe the Rambam. The Rambam. Elu Emes. Hai Ukvar Bitlu. And now they say that's not true anymore. Mitzvahviloya Nogarev the Sadaris Vechule Vechule. Kushiyamoid Melech Mashiach. Now people talk about it. There has to be, it's like, it can't just be, all of a sudden it comes. I don't know, who are you? What are you? What is this Mashiach? It's, no. Everyone knows there's something happening. Everyone knows. Kishiyamad amelach ha-Mashiach be'emes v'yatzliach v'yarm v'yiratze. Kulam choyzim v'yoytim sh'sheker nachlu avoyseyem v'shenevi'em v'nevi'eyem v'avoyseyem kitum. Hafla v'fela, but we're in this time. Shira malos. Hayinu kecholmin. Hayinu kechalmen, azi malais like pinel shenayim. Byom ragoyim, hayinu smeichem. We start out, we're kechalmen. We're like dreamers. So the Meiri says already, Pshat, just to show you the intense level of chiyav of mechakeloi. The Meiri says, you know what it means? It means that we think about Mashiach so much during the day that we dream about him. That's the in the chiyav. In other words, it's a problem. It's a simon. Were you thinking enough about Mashiach? Well, if you dream about him, then that means you're thinking. It's a chiyav. The Miri learns, and tell him also, the Miri learns it's a chiyav, to such an extent that I think about him so much I dream about him. But I watch a pshat, I don't remember where. It's the emes of pshat, though. I watch the emes of pshat. We start out kicholmim. You know, there was once a fellow, he had a dream. And he wakes up, and he's in the middle of the dream, and he's digging, and he's digging, and he finally gets to a treasure. He gets to a treasure in the dream, and he wakes up. He goes right to that spot where the treasure was. Nope, nothing doing. Next night, he has the same dream. There's a massive treasure. And I tell him, it's here. This is where it is. Nope, next night, same dream. Next day, he goes out. You know, you think to yourself, come on, after when it comes to the geld, you know, you keep on trying. So he keeps on trying. The last night, finally, he has this dream, and he wakes up. Now he goes there. Now he digs a little bit lighter, and he finds the actual treasure chest. No, so he takes the treasure chest, he puts it on his agala. All of a sudden, people see him coming toward the town. And he says, wow, the ankles, it's the oyster. So, no, it's just a dream. No, it's just a dream. So finally, he gets a little bit further down the block, right? All of a sudden, you know, his kids, ta-ta, all of a sudden, they're coming out. Ta-ta, it's the oyster. No, don't worry, ankle. It's not a dream. It's only a dream. He gets a little bit closer. All of a sudden, his wife comes out. Yanko, ich bin oyster. No, you for sure. It's just a dream. Because then the Rebbe comes to him, Yanko, yeah, bist du Eisher, it's his Rebbe, it's a dream. All of a sudden he's unloading this treasure, and Ivan always gave him tzuris. Ivan, Dalam all the gave him tzuris, and Ivan says to him, you know, and Yanko isn't very nice to me, he's, you know, panic, but all different things he used to do to him. Ivan says to him, Yanko, bist du ein mochubitige Mensch, you're an Eisher. So now he says, you know, if Ivan is saying it, if even the guy who's paying me all the time, you know, if he's saying it, it's by Stasis Muzan Epis Emis. That's what the Chazal are teaching us over here. Hayinu kicholmen, when we're in this matziv right now, it's just a dream, right? But when even the goyim, as yoimu ha goyim, when the goyim start talking about it, they're melech, and the Mashiach, they get sides from the Mashiach, right? So now there's no games. if even the Goyim are talking about it, as a Muzayin Emes, if they're already saying what's going on, talking about Armageddon is older, but the Burim going on in the world right now, and talking about this, and the whole world, everything's crazy. These people are coming on, they're ripping through Iran, and they're coming in this way, the whole world is talking about what's going on, maybe talk about what's going on. If the Goyim are talking about it, it's no longer Hayinu Kecholman, now it's Hayinu Smechim. That's what made Yankel happy. If Ivan is talking about it, it's Muzayin Freilich, Rabbi. But there's more, Rabbi Yisai. How do we do this? Hi, Biskarov. This will be Meyachas to the Biskarov. I heard from Moshe Sternbach, Sechron of the Vracha. He once said to me, they have to tell people that what does it mean? Moshe Sternbach, Shalita, he said over from the Biskarov, Sechron of the Vracha. He said over that this that people, they sing about Mashiach, it's good, I'm glad it's a chashev ezach to talk about Mashiach and sing about Mashiach. He said, but you know, we want Mashiach now, so let them know what Mashiach is. Maybe they won't be wanting him so fast. They want Mashiach now. Mashiach now, if you know what Mashiach now is, you don't sing about it. You know why? Because you get your act together and you do like it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And if you know he's coming now, you want to make it. This pachadik, very, very scary midrashim. That's mechayev a person. If he believes this, it's a chayev, Rabbi said, this is a chaylik of the chayev. If you believe that there's footsteps, this door, there's knocking, so then that's mechayev you to act differently. Ma yasev yinatzel mi moisa Mashiach. Chazal taught us already. Yasek b'gemilus chasadim. Yasek b'tayra. Somebody asked Rechaim Kinevsky. He said, look, ich bin avreich, ben a younger man. Maybe I was the one that asked. Ich bin avreich, ben a younger man. You know, so what should I do? Should I be oisek? Should I try to find some type of a zach, mit chesed, and whatnot, etc.? Because I want to be nutzel from the moisa Mashiach. Or should I, you know, but I can't do both. I can try a little bit. You know, everyone does a little chesed, and everyone does this. But where should I put my emphasis? Rechaim Kinevsky wrote back, ein lecha chesed gadol mizois, to become a gadol b'tayra, to become a talmud chachim. Your wife needs you to answer shilas, your family needs you to answer shilas, Klal Yisrael needs you to answer shilas. So that's a great chesed. Go and become a Talmud Chachem, be besrabi kiddush into your house. That's the chesed Chazal we're talking about. Achidish, you can go with Reb Chaim, Malachim like him, Bikol Makoyim. But it's married to Kisach. It has to be Machai. If you believe, that's a part of Tzipis Lishua. They're going to ask, he's going to ask one day. Say, Rabbi, you have to get Gleibin. You believe? So he said, yeah, I heard the whole shit. Yeah, 100% I heard the test. He says, well, what did you do? Did you do something to change that? If you didn't do something to change it, it's a problem. It's a getter in the Muna. Obviously, you don't believe. If you're not davening different, if you're not learning different, if it's not the high of your actions, that's not called you believe. That's called you like to sing. That's not what we're talking about over here. Aruch HaShulchan, in different places in Tefillah, Aruch HaShulchan says a lot. You have to know it's Meredith. Aruch HaShulchan says, he's talking in Hilchas Kaddish, different places, there are different places. Kaddish, who sheva gadol v'noira, shetiknu anjei knesses agdoilach v'chor ben beis vishan, hitfil al chilo shmo yisbarach v'chor ben beis hamikdosh, v'chor ben atzein ha-kaddish, who pees Israel, anem spalim shispalim iskaddish ma yisbar, and the Aruch HaShulchan goes on, he says, this is the greatest shevach that we have to bring Mashiach. In the Lashon, it's haflidik, Rabbi Yisai, in the Lashon of the Hechalas, which is brought in the Torah, the Hechala says, Yesh Lisa Einayim B'Shasha Oimrim Kedusha. You all know this. You're supposed to look up at Shemayim B'Shah that you're saying the Kedusha. Kasu B'Sefer Hechalas. Hechalas was a Sefer. It was a Medrash that was written up there. Rabbi Yisai. They brought it down to us. Hechalas. Bruchem Atam Hashem Shemayim. When the Klal Yisrael says, Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. Ein li hana pa'oilam. The Baruch Hashem says, I have no greater hana. Ke'oi say Shasha Einayim Nesuas Be'enei Ve'enei Be'neyim. I look at their eyes, they look at my eyes. I take the chair where Yankov is. Mechabka. What does it mean he's kissing Yankov? He's kissing us. He's kissing Bnei Yankov. He's kissing us. Menashke umaskir kalusam. Umemayir ki ulasam. That's Mechayev, Rabbi says. Mechayev, a person that would talk during Kaddish, it's not shy of the world for him to walk out afterward and say, Yechagib tzef mitzapa giveni Yeshua. Right? Mitzapa, you mitzapa for the end of davening. Mitzapa. So again, it's Mechayev. These things are Mechayev, Rabbi says. Rabbi Messiah, we can talk about these in Yonim. Yoimim Layel? You're Chayev to talk about these in Yonim Layim Layel. We didn't even get yet. Are you Chayev? Kol Yoim v'yoim. The Emes I found in the Shir Hashirim in the Medrash, that Lashin of Kol Yoim v'yoim. Kol Yoim v'yoim. Why do I say that? Because Pashtis, that addition of Mechakeloi Bikol Yoim Shiyavai was an addition that was added in about 400 years ago, unfortunately. If you know from a little bit in the Haggadahs, there was a Haggadah 400 years ago, and the census added that Lashon Bikol Yoim Vayoim. It always bothered me, because Pashas, it's not Bikol Yoim Vayoim, and the Biskarov was Medayik in the Tefillah that we say every single day, three times a day. L'shiyuascha kivinu kol hayoim. But Rabbi, I have to explain this. It's the same idea. It's the same idea. Rabbi, if he's waiting for something, and it's not the tzura of how the world is supposed to be. If it's not the tzura, so then about it's called like yoin. The person is waiting for a doctor. This is not the matzah. Does that mean that while he's working, the constant, the positive thought process, I don't know if that's the chiyuv. The chiyuv is never to be miyayish, to be constantly as possible. That's shayich, that's kol ayoyim. If he realizes his matzah is now, it's supposed to be kol ayoyim. That's what the shloss screams about. He's building houses, and chutzlar, it's great, zachar. You can build a house, Rabbi Yisai. You build a house. But if that's his, the sham take for asam. If the Shem take Rasa, the famous mitzvah of Nachum Chernobyl, came there once, he was davening, he was saying, Tikkun Chatzaitz. He's sitting there on the floor saying, Tikkun Chatzaitz. There was a peasant, a Poshet a Mensch, and he's sitting there, and he's watching this from Nachum Chernobyl, and he's crying and crying and crying. He never saw anything like this in his life. He doesn't understand, says, what is this? Rebbe, what's the matter? Why are you crying? So he realizes who he's dealing with over here. He tells him, well, there used to be a Beis HaMikdash, and there used to be a... I says, what happened? He said, they came in, they destroyed it, and we were going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and everything. So he went in, and he tells his wife, that's it, right? That's it, we're packing up, right? We're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. We've got to take all the... we're going back. His wife tells him, she give us the best. The chickens, the cows, the dust. What are you talking about? Well, in Eretz Yisrael, what are we going to do with all this? What are you talking about? I'm going to get him on the boat. What? So he goes back, he tells a good kasha. Goes back to Rav Nachum Bendel. What's up with the fry? Well, she's right. What do I do? So he says, he deals with what he's dealing with over here. He says, what are you talking about? The Cossacks can come, they can come tomorrow, and then you don't have any more chickens, and you don't have any more cows. So he goes back, he's, what are you talking about? That ever said tomorrow the Cossacks can come, and then what do we have? Chickens, cows, what's up again? So, his wife thinks for a minute, and she said, I'll go back and tell the Rebbe, maybe we'll daven and taka at the Cossacks are going to Eretz Yisrael. If that's your attitude of God, it's the best. Okay? It doesn't mean, we're not holding the madrega, the suitcase by the door. Maybe that is a nice chinuch, but that's not. But the idea of the comfortability, it can't be. It's the shu'ascha, kivinu, kol ayoyim. I'll give him a sign with a maisa. I feel this maisa. It's something you have to know, this maisa. Hey, look at Yismach Meisha. Yismach Meisha was in the snag, and became a chsidisha. So, no matter what, you can like him or you can't like him later. And he had all of his children that became great rabbonim. And the Shtetloch, they used to come to visit their father once a year. At Pesach, they would come for Pesach, they would come for the Shabbos of Golden Jerusha, and they would go together with him. It's like a helika moment, they would go together to the mikvah. Look, the kitzah, one year, it was ready, they used to come. Aleph Nisan, Beis Nisan, Dalin, they would all be there by Shabbos HaGadol. And one year, one of the sons didn't come. It's already Yud Nisan, they're waiting and waiting. Yud Aleph Nisan, Yud Gimel Nisan, Yud Dalin Nisan, he's still not there. He said, he's not coming. There wasn't mass communication in those days. So he went to the mikvah with his boys. He went to the mikvah. He comes to the mikvah, all of a sudden the Heusbacher comes, he says, Rebbe, at the Shein Gekimmin, he came. No? So Rebbe says, what? At the Gekimmin, he came. So I said, yeah. He went to Rebbe, where is he? He says, he's in your house. He says, mein Shtib. He put on his Rebbe, right? And he was running, imagine, what it looked like on Erev Pesach, the Helik, Yismach Meshed, the Rebbe's life, and nothing, Gassim Tarekel, right? And he ran straight for his house. Straight for his house. He ran into the house. Vili, where is he? And the Zin, the son, he says to him, Tach, Bindu. Tom, here. He says, Nishtak, here's the Mashiach. Who is Mashiach? So he said, Mashiach, no, Mashiach came in. Mashiach didn't come yet. And he dropped straight to him, two tears. Two tears came out of his eyes. Right? Because when he heard the word, he's here. They were waiting for 2 weeks. He's here. Who does it mean? It means the son is here. But when someone's waiting for years and years and years, he dropped two demayas, his son said it as Levaya. He said, those two demayas, I'm not holding there. When I hear the word, he's here, it doesn't mean Mashiach. He said, but those two demayas, they burn inside of me every single time I say the Shu Ascha, Kivinu, Kol Hayoyim. That at least the Chotra Baisai, even if we're not holding, but we know what it is, Rabbi Yisai. We know what we're lacking in this world. We know better than them. We know better than them, the Chil Shah, Chil Hashem, what they used to live, and a kleina gay, and a kleina shtetl, what they would see, Kedusha, Tyra, Klal Yisrael. We know the Chil Hashem. We don't have the chair in Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi has to burn a hole in our neshama, Shuasla, Kivina, Kol Yom, Zaldei, Evachal, Health, and Taka, that for this should be a source with this Sepir, Yeshua, and Bishar, this, that's a tzaris, that we have tzar from it, that we have tzar, that we're waiting. That should be a source for us. That should be a source for Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, and Tzumat Tzar, Bashivya. It should be a source for Gans Klal Yisrael, bring the Mashiach, and may it be Amenu, Amen.